living life with a thankful heart. That's Janet Perez Eccles. After going completely blind and later experiencing the tragic death of her son, she has truly learned how to be thankful.
In addition to losing my sight, years later, our youngest son was murdered. And going blind was nothing compared to that pain. You know, that's an unthinkable pain for any mother to go through, especially being tragically killed in the way that he was.
And through it all, Janet found that her hope was in Jesus Christ.
I could focus on the horrible event. I could be angry at God for taking him from me. But instead, thank you, Lord, I say. Thank you that you are able to comfort me through your word. Thank you that at night, when my heart just longs to have him again, you're there to comfort me. And to that, I am so, so grateful.
Janet has even been able to teach other people how to experience joy and thankfulness as well, despite their circumstances.
I've spoken to a woman once. She was so bitter, and she was dedicating her life to vengeance for the death of her son, thinking that the police had not arrived there in time, and she was going to do everything to see that they pay for what they allowed her son, you know, for allowing him to die. And how sad that you allow your life to be consumed with anger and bitterness when the Lord says, be still and know that I am God. Through your pain, through your sorrow, I have not changed. So I think in many ways, Joe's death allowed my ministry to go to a different level and reach more people who are not only going through physical disabilities, but also emotional sorrow. So that's a gift.
What an encouragement. There is always hope, joy, and even gratitude in Jesus Christ. I'm Steve Douglas with the Lighthouse Report.